Good evening. Call this meeting to order, Moab Valley Town Board, last day of July 2024. Tomorrow is August. Janice Redondo, Chair.
Jill Perkins.
Lois Hall.
Lori Houston.
Judy Metz, Secretary.
Yay! Thank you, everyone, for being here tonight. We are going to have an invocation followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. Would you stand and join us, Rick? Thank you.
Our Father in Heaven, we're glad that we could all gather here today in this beautiful community and all these nice people and have a meeting to improve the community and watch over the meeting that it will go well and bless everyone that will go home in safety. And God bless America. We say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Very nice. Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Public comment for anything on the agenda if you can't wait 45 seconds to get to the item. Okay, seeing none. Approval of the minutes for July 10th. I'll entertain a motion. Was everybody here?
Yes. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from July 10th, 2024.
Jill made a motion to approve. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of tonight's agenda for the last day of July 2024.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda for July 31st,
2024. Lois made a motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Oh, I missed this. Informational items. BLM update on the Muddy River project and the old wooden bridge.
We're dying Come on. To know where this bridge is.
Come on down. If you don't need it anymore, I'll take it.
So I appreciate you having me. My name is J.J. Smith. I'm with the Bureau of Land Management down in Las Vegas. I'm not sure that the project that I'm going to talk to you about is going to be of that much importance to you. It's pretty far upstream, but I thought I'd give everybody the opportunity to hear what's going
Thank
on.
Thank you, J.J. We love to see you guys.
You're fine. Either way, you've got a voice that carries.
Okay. That's right. So we're working on a project that you'll remember from about 10 years ago. We had some flooding on the Muddy River. I think there was probably worse flooding down here back in 2014.
Moapa, yeah. Are we talking about?
Yeah.
Warm Springs.
So up by Warm Springs, so north of, up across the interstate, upstream, between the Muddy River Indian Reservation and the headwaters, the Warm Springs Natural Area. We manage about a couple hundred acres of the Muddy River up there. We had some flooding because of an old berm. It was like an agricultural levee that was pushed up against the side of the river, and had some debris dams form, and it burst through the levee and flooded some of the adjacent private property. At the same time, we're trying to restore some wildlife habitat in there. So we've been working on this for years just to get the funding lined up, and we finally have some money to go in there and do something. And so we're in this sort of the phase where we're talking to all the cooperating agencies, the Southern Nevada Water Authority, Regional Flood Control, Public Works, the list goes on, as well as the communities involved, the tribe, and Moab and Moab Valley. So we're just mostly looking for input, just finding out if anybody has any more questions about the project. Basically, we want to get rid of that old levee, go in there and scoop up the dirt and move it over to, a couple hundred feet away from the stream so that the river can flood, that flood water can spread out and slowly move down.
Do its thing.
Yeah. We've been working with the U.S. Geological Survey on some hydrological modeling, and we're doing some more of that before we go any further. Probably anything we do is not going to affect, obviously, any of these big floods that can come through. And it's probably not going to affect the little, yearly floods, but we're hoping we can make a little difference for those floods that come through on an average every 25 years.
A 100-year floods.
25-year floods.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they have like a 4 or 5% chance of occurring in any given year. So that's where we're at now. We're doing some additional work with the researchers to make sure we have all our ducks in a row, and then we'll come back out with an environmental assessment to the public to put on some more presentations, or invite people to come take a look at comment on the plan, and then we'll move forward with it.
Well, it's great to hear.
Isn't that where you guys count the days?
No. Count the days.
The days.
Yes.
Oh, the days.
We don't do the days. I'm counting the days.
Now I'm for the 25 years.
Well, I've got two more until Saturday.
Yeah.
Yes. And the Moapa dace, which is the endangered species in that system, one of them, and population has been going up over the last several years. So it's a real success story when it comes to those. We're trying to, with this project, we're trying to improve the stream side habitat, get more native trees in there, just because we have some endangered birds as well that use that. And we have somebody out there today, as a matter of fact, climbing around in the mesquite at 4 o'clock in the morning, listening for birds to try to see which ones are there. But so we have a couple of species, the southwestern willow flycatcher and the western yellow-billed cuckoo, are two birds that would like to improve their habitat. And that'll help with all the other wildlife.
What trees are you thinking about putting in?
There'd be willows and cottonwoods, a few cottonwoods. And there's a native ash tree that we like because the beavers don't knock it down every time we plant them. So those are hard.
Can I give you some ducks?
Yeah.
JJ, I can't believe that's the project. We walked out there and you were trying to plant grass to get the bank to stay. That's the last thing I remember out there. Is it still in the busted state that it was in?
No, we patched it up.
Okay.
It's held, one of the areas that breached.
Yeah.
And it's held just fine.
What's the road that ran parallel?
Sim Road.
Well, it might as well be a million miles away from here, honestly.
I don't
that
think,
flooding,
unless you recreate in that area or something, we're interested. But we thought we'd reach out far and wide.
It's very nice to see you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can I ask a question?
Yes, please.
Unrelated to the bridge. I wasn't able to make it last night. I had some work obligations. Can you just talk about that a little bit?
So there's an old wooden bridge that...
Not the bridge.
About the presentation.
Guess what? We have
somebody here that was here last night.
Any other questions about the river?
No, thank you very much.
That's good. We'll be very happy, though.
Yeah, so Steve Leslie, I'm the assistant field manager in the Las Vegas field office for the BLM, and we did have a public comment meeting for the Muddy Mountains proposed travel management plan and draft environmental assessment last night. So we gave a real brief presentation on where we're at with the process and the alternatives that we've developed. That comment period will be open until August 16th. It's been open for a couple weeks now. I noticed that the table at the sign-in, you probably put those there. So just a couple sheets that have information on where you can go to look at those draft plans and how you can provide comments during that process. And you're welcome to give us a call, and we can talk more about that.
But I did post that on Facebook, and it is at a couple of the different. So what the thing that I wanted to ask last night, and I didn't, and I apologize for wasting everybody's time about asking today. What is the difference between this one and the one that you had in March? Was this an update on the progress? Or
so
is it just
in March, we were seeking input on our initial evaluation of all those routes, and we were looking to make sure that we had a comprehensive inventory that took into consideration public input. So after that, we did end up adding in, I want to say, 23 to 25 miles of new routes into the inventory to be evaluated. And so where we are now is all of those routes have been assigned a designation across four different alternatives for how they would be managed, whether they'd be managed as open, if it would be for some specific use for access to mining claims, if there'd be seasonal restrictions, because we do have some breeding habitat for bighorn sheep, so maybe some seasonal restrictions, or if they're just you know, redundant or in such bad condition that they would be closed. And so those vary across each of the alternatives. And we haven't settled on a decision. We're really looking to get some input from all of the public and our cooperators on what that looks like.
Is there a map on the website that shows these destinations that are for the trails?
Yep, there's the files you can open in Google Earth. There's an interactive map that shows all of that. And then there's just like regular hard copy individual maps for each of those alternatives.
Would you please send a link?
I have it, Lori.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
I'm going to send it to all of you tomorrow.
Perfect. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you so much for letting me disrupt
And bridge. There is a virtual meeting tomorrow night that will have much of the same information, and I think that's on there too. So if you have time tomorrow night and you want to like see the presentation, or if you think of any more questions, we'll be online tomorrow night.
I'll try to get that advertised better.
All right.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Thanks, JJ.
Thank you very much.
We'll see
you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
It's on Facebook post too.
Planning and zoning. I'm going to have Jill read the item. I can't see.
item number one, WS-24-0312. Is it Stussy or Stussy?
Stussy.
Stussy Dieter Revocable Trust and Stussy Dieter TR Trust.
Which they do have my last name first there.
So. Okay. Waiver of developmental standards to eliminate full off-site improvements in conjunction with a minor subdivision map on 4.72 acres in an RS-80 residential single family 80 zone, generally located on the southeast corner of Tammy Street and Ron Avenue within the Moapa Valley.
Thanks. What you got, Mr. Stussy?
Well, I'm actually doing an assessor's recombination, not a subdivision. And when my surveyor filed the preliminary parcel map showing the elimination of the border between my two properties, Public Works came back and said, we want full offsites and all the other improvements that go along with that. And I just want one tax bill. Okay.
Is that the reason you're doing this?
Yes.
For one tax bill?
One tax
bill. No other purpose.
And one tax rate cap. Because right now both lots are at different caps.
Okay.
And different cap rates. Yeah, I'm not doing any other improvements in this item. And I gave everybody a colored, at least the board members, a colored map showing the yellow line shows the combined property line. There is a blue cutout at the bottom of the bottom lot, which was the vacated street easement or street right of way that the board heard in November 2022.
And that was approved by the county?
In December, yes it was. And so I do not want to put in the streets. I do not want to put in the sidewalks. I do not want to put in the street lighting.
We don't want you to.
I tell you what, Connie would throw a fit if you put sidewalk streets and traffic lights in.
and even on Tammy, the only property that would benefit from the sidewalk on my side of the street would be my property, since it would serve both of my lots.
And it kind of
and if I
so
wanted
anyways,
it, I don't, I'd already put it in, but I don't want to do that.
Is it Tammy the only one they're wanting you to?
No, they want on Ron Avenue also.
Yeah.
They want both. And it was unclear in the Public Works response if they only want me to pave my half of the street.
They can only make make you pave your half.
So the prop.
Yeah.
I drove up there today. And I also looked at the overhead, and I can't find where the actual paving is in this whole neighborhood until you get clear out to...
It's the other side.
Yeah.
That's what they're referring to.
Other side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you talking...
The
but
other,
even,
other side. Of the
but, even, but even Paul, because that is where the high school is, but even Paul only has the sidewalks on the high school side.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is dirt lots.
Do you remember the one across the street that we listened to a year ago? He was here.
Yeah,
we talked about the drainage study. It was the same thing.
Yeah.
The minute you manipulate a lot. Now, what you need, 20 years ago, you could have done a boundary line adjustment. You'd have called it good. We wouldn't be going through all this.
Right.
We don't live in that kind of world anymore, okay? So it's a parcel map. You're combining two into one, which it's always usually the opposite, combining or separating one into two. So I'm ready for a more. Well, I'm sorry. I apologize.
I do have to say that
neighbors across the way built in 2021, 2018. They didn't have to pay.
If you don't manipulate your lot, you're not held to these standards. He's being held to the standard because he's changing the lot line. Anybody from the audience? Comment, question, concern?
Well, I should probably get the entire list of things that they want on the record so you know what you're voting on.
We know.
Whatever is...
Because it's also, well, it's also they want me to abandon my septic tank and go to the
That's
sewer.
Not in front of us. That's not in front of us.
Well, that was in the Public Works letter to me.
Right. It is, but it's not in, it's not what's
That's
in
not
front
part,
of us.
This is comprehensive planning. Your issue
right.
with Public Works is going to be
right.
with
in
the commissioners.
My appeal to comprehensive planning, that was included. They also want me to contact the water district for additional water meters, which I'm not doing because there's no additional water service.
Right.
Not putting an extra, you're taking away.
Yeah. Right. I can only tell you this is not what they're used to seeing. It's the exact opposite of what they're used to seeing.
I'm aware of that. Took comprehensive planning a couple weeks to figure out how to handle my appeal
right.
to the Public Works section.
Right.
Yeah. But if you look on the second page, that's where it talks about the septic and location water.
Showing the following
yeah.
views
yeah.
The and on the back side of the colored map that I gave you, there's a topographical map prior to when my house was built that shows where the septic tank is. And it's on the south side of the house, and the sewer line is in Ron Avenue. There's no sewer line on Tamish. So I have to go around my house to get there. And once I get there, I'm about 20 feet below the sewer.
Well, that again, that's not something that came before us, and that would be something you have to work out
well,
with
it,
water reclamation and all that.
It is something that comprehensive planning asked me to include in my appeal.
You're not at an appeal. What do you mean your appeal?
Well, I'm appealing the Public Works section saying I don't want to do that effectively. I'm asking you to waive the standards.
The only thing that I'm...
But appeal of their action.
We can only...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
He does it all the time.
The only thing that we're seeing right here is Public Works conditions to pave streets, sidewalks, etc. We're not seeing anything to do with septic.
It's in the Public Works letter that's at the back.
Right. That's your letter to
no,
them.
No, it's their letter
Justified.
To me.
It's on the back page. It's back here. It says executive restricted covenant agreement. But I don't think that's an issue.
Better included additional items on the back, which included the septic tank.
Is that written to you, or is it written to...
It's written to, actually, my surveyor.
Yeah, that's not for us.
Yeah, but it was part of the...
You can keep telling me that. It doesn't... We can't vote on it. It's not in front of us.
The only thing that we have right now is waiver of developmental standards, eliminate full off-site improvements, curb, gutter, sidewalk, street lights, and paving. That's the only thing that's in front of
that's
us tonight.
Okay.
Very well.
But we might see you again.
Okay.
No, they won't come before.
They won't be coming before. Us.
No. They'll take care.
Public
of
comment. Closing public
Any
comment.
Questions?
Entertain a motion from the board.
Because other people haven't been held to the standard. I went and looked. The land behind him really isn't buildable land. In my opinion, my humble opinion. It's a wash. I've worked with lesser washes and with clients, and then they haven't allowed them to build anything on the property. So there really is no other use for it besides
Correct.
His enjoyment.
Yes. Right.
So I motion to approve.
Would you just read it, please, Lori? Just read the item.
Motion to approve WS-24-0312 Stussy Dieter Revocable Trust and Stussy Dieter Trust Waiver of Development Standards to eliminate full off-site improvements in conjunction with a minor subdivision map on 4.72 acres in an RS-80 residential single-family zone, generally located in the southeast corner of Tammy Street and Ron Avenue within Moapa Valley.
Thanks. Lori made a motion to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Mr. Stussy, your last name is supposed to be first. You go to the Board of County Commissioners 9 a.m. August 21st.
Yeah, I'm already told them I'm not able to make that meeting.
Is someone going to be there for you?
No. I'm going to be in a different time zone.
Okay.
Out of state.
Well, you better let somebody know. If you don't show up, it's going to be denied. I guarantee you. So,
okay.
Make arrangements. General business, none. Comments from the public. No? Come on.
This is you.
Oh, see? I knew.
I'm Charles McKee.
Oh, Janice, it's your adorable.
Yeah.
Hi, Charles.
Last name's MCKE. I live on Pinwheel, North Pinwheel, I guess you want to call it. I always called it Pinwheel, but on 1911 in Logandale area. It was Logandale. I think they rezoned it to, I don't know. Anyway, so I've been there for about 20 years now, and I have a street that floods, and you could actually take a canoe and row in it, you know. It always floods. The road height is lower than the Wampa Valley height. So what happens is all the downflow goes there and just stays there stagnant.
At Pinwheel and,
Pinwheel and the Wampa Valley Boulevard.
Right.
It's ruining the sidewalks. They're sinking. And this is county stuff. County road is cracking, and it just keeps on doing it. And I have pictures of it where it floods. It goes all the way down to the almost like two houses down, three houses down.
I see it every time it rains.
See it time. And some people bring their kids. You know, it's like, you know. But I was wondering if we can do something to alleviate that water to move it out of that area, or at least bring the road up or something to, and maybe pipe it or something.
Right.
It's just, pictures.
I mean, I can get a petition through all
the
if you want me to, because I have people on my side on that.
Charles, do you have any photographs of that?
Yes, I do.
Not with you. I'd like you to email them to Judy Metz, if you would. And her, your email's on there, right, Judy, here somewhere?
Here.
Or
yeah.
She must have a card back there.
I got
email
one,
them to Judy, and Judy will get with Public Works.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Sure.
There you go.
That was one item.
Okay. And that doesn't happen overnight, so.
Yeah, that one.
Be prepared.
Okay.
Okay.
I wasn't figuring that. But the other item we're having is, I'm going to bring up the DMV. Has this been brought up before?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Do it again.
Okay. I went into the DMV twice.
Mesquite?
Yep. Last week.
Sorry.
And, of course, you know, I thought I had a manager, but anyway, I was trying to get my titles lien free and everything, and they weren't even taking signed lien documents certified by the DMV to change my title over. And I had to bring in a bank statement. But, you know, banks don't sign the title unless it's paid for.
Right.
You know. But, you know, I had that problem. But the other problem is I have a daughter that's trying to get her license. Mm-hmm. They don't have anybody there to take a driving test.
Oh.
Nobody.
Didn't they used to?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. You know what I got is, like, well, it's really hot right now. Well, you know, it's hot here all the time.
Right.
But we need to have some kind of avenue for the kids to get their licenses.
And the disaster about this, I'm just going to throw this in, I'm sorry to interrupt mm-hmm. you, is Pahrump just caught on fire. So Pahrump DMV is closed.
We're closed.
Yep.
You can go to Las Vegas and sign up for them, and you're about 4 months out.
Yep.
So, and Ely won't let you in because you're not a local resident.
And they get to walk in over there.
And our kids are driving
out
there. One kid gets an accident driving out to Tonopah to take their driver's test, and it's just not good.
Yep. And I think this place is growing, and I think Mesquite's growing and stuff like that. That is a real little place
mm-hmm.
to accommodate the people and the population we have here. You know, it's getting really bad. And I really feel about for older people, you know, not mean negative. Some people don't have a phone.
You looked at me.
That's it.
Some people don't know how to do this. I mean, I complained to the governor about when it comes to VA benefits for property tax exemption. They had to wait in line in that place. I had to complain because the older people don't know how to do this stuff. And I feel bad for them because they're sitting there waiting. Why I can go, I got my phone. I can go have a meal, come back and get right in front of them. And they're like, Where'd you come from?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
How'd that conversation go?
About the property tax thing?
Yeah.
With the governor?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they changed that whole thing. They actually sent them cards by the on the internet, or they started mailing them to them. and now they can get their exemption cards.
Good for you, Charles. Thank you.
But it's I feel bad because not everybody's so tech savvy.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they are and they're older and they don't even know what form to fill out, what to go with, and sometimes they won't even let you in unless you have the right form. I just feel bad for them, and I think something needs to be addressed about it, at least in that aspect. And for my kid and other kids.
Yeah, my daughter-in-law has got an appointment for 4 months out. Hopefully they'll have somebody there to give her the test at that time.
And I told the lady over there, and she said, well, we're not going to have appointments till end of August. I'm like, so what's going on there? And then we got to go. I'm almost getting to the point, go to all the way to Ely.
And they won't let you in.
They won't even let you in.
I think Elko is the one that will.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, so you can drive 12 hours to Elko to take a
well, it says it.
What, and maybe get an accident and put our families in.
As soon as people start going, they'll close too.
Yeah. Clear out to do a test that we should be able to do here.
It's just an avenue. That's what I had to address on the DMV part inside.
Yeah.
Now, I have a property behind me. That
this
has,
is item number three.
I'm Pinwheel. I'm Pinwheel.
I complained on Click-It. You know,
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I complained. They brought the power company over to take the trees, the dead trees, and cut them down and take them away. But it's a property owner that owns those trees, plus there's a power line behind it. So there's a power line behind the trees, and then my wall is on the other side of the trees. A piece of the tree fell on my, you know, garden area, made a dent on the roof and stuff. But they're dying trees. They're rotting, they're dying, they got bugs and everything. I complain about it, but all they did is do a little bit, and then that's it. And
they as in the county or the property owner?
I think it was actually the power company that did it.
It might
because
be
they were worried about it falling on their power.
The line, company. Okay.
You know where he's talking, right? You know the old house that they used as a practice burn. It used to be the Gladys hair salon.
Oh, it's up for sale right now. Mm-hmm. Yes,
it's correct. Up for sale Marshall's. Right now. They've actually cleared the rest of the property, but it's all the pine trees that run just east of the property, and it butts up against the wall.
Yeah, it butts up on the wall, and then it's falling and stuff. It's just decaying. And I just don't want it to fall on my wall, and I don't want it to fall.
Is it in an area? I'm sorry. Is it in an area where it could fall on your house?
Yes, it has. I got.
Do you have the address of that property?
That property.
I think it could be a parcel number, wouldn't it? Because there's no more house.
No, it still has an address.
Does it?
Yeah, Montusis.
What's your address?
Mine's 1911.
1911 North Pinwheel?
Yeah, Pinwheel.
And so it's next door to you or behind you?
It's next door to me.
No, behind you. It's
well, behind me. Yeah, you're right. Behind me. Next door to me, I only have one other property.
Lois is getting it.
And it's just dying and decaying, and it's just obvious. Next wind, I don't know what's going to happen.
If you don't mind, before you leave, will you give me your phone number?
Yes.
Say your address again.
1911 North Pinwheel. I go by Logan now.
Ralph Starita, Logandale.
Don't you miss him?
Well,
I miss him a lot.
I was here a long time ago. I mean, it was that way, but.
I just learned today there's a Logandale Avenue.
Here in the valley?
See?
Where?
In
Lake Valley Estates.
Oh, yes.
We don't count those streets.
I'm just worried because we got curb gutter and stuff with the flooding. And
1940 North Moapa Valley Boulevard.
That's a
1911.
Yeah. It's all these pine trees right here. They're all dead. And then that's where the building was that they burned.
Two Step LLC. What does that sound familiar?
It was the Marshall.
Is that? Oh.
Yeah. Let me see the ownership.
That's one.
Okay.
How's your pool? Is your pool okay? Full of pine needles?
All the time, yeah.
What's the address, Jim?
1940 North Moapa Valley Boulevard.
And the property's vacant?
Yes.
Yeah.
It goes all the way back, the full length of Pinwheel.
Okay. I'll be able to see it on the map, so.
How about that house across the street from you?
No comment yet.
Really?
Well, I don't know because
it's a monster.
They're going to do the field of vision coming around that corner. I don't know what they're going to do yet.
Oh.
So I'm worried that, you know, if they have no field of vision coming around that corner, they're going to come in wall, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the only reason why I know this, just so everybody knows, and I'll abstain from any voting or anything else like that, or if anything comes up, this is my brother.
Yeah.
Pinwheel Lake, a guy slid out and took out his wall, and he just had it replaced.
The line of sight is bad coming from downtown, yeah, towards you.
It will. I think he's going to put a wall there, and it's going to even be more and less of a view, because he brought his garage way out.
Which one?
The owners are, and I'll give that name to you.
Okay. So maybe a wrought iron fence or something we could see through would be better on that side.
Be better. Just so you can see around the corner. Because we have kids, that's a bus stop area, too.
Yes. Yep.
And I just don't want anybody to get hit. No.
This wall for public works.
Yeah.
And this is where the lake is all the time.
Right, right.
The guy took out the ball.
Super. Anything else, Charles?
Okay.
Well, it's nice to see you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Nice to see you.
I'm going to make a statement on the DMV.
Please.
Okay. DMV did come up at our last meeting.
Oh, did it? Okay.
So I reached out to Congressman Urich. He in turn reached out to DMV, the deputy administrator, and the answers I got are not all great.
The DMV.
But yeah. The tentative launch date is August 19th for our first DTE, which I forget what it means, but it's online. Project will be registration for those new to Nevada and vehicles bought from a private party or an out-of-state auto dealer. Vehicles bought from a Nevada dealer can be currently registered online through our EDRS system. So those things will be able to be done online. They've suspended walk-ins because of the 120-degree heat, and until it cools down, they're not going to allow walk-ins, even in Reno, Las Vegas, or Henderson. Online appointments are not available in Mesquite, but they are in Vegas and Henderson. We are piloting an appointment system in Elko starting next week and may implement it in all rural locations if it all goes well. The kiosks are put in by vendors, because that's what we had thought we could do, was get a kiosk here. They're put in by vendors. The vendors are not willing to do it unless you have a minimum of 1,000 transactions per month. And if you're short that, however many you're short that, they have to pay $4 per transaction. So it's
I
not.
I think people would be willing to pay the $4 transaction.
No,
fee.
The people.
Not if we
no.
Don't hit every thousand.
Yeah,
no,
if you
I
don't do 1,000.
But I think that even if they put
the state
the
is who would pay the $4 per, because they're the ones that hire the vendors. So we would have to be able to have 1,000 transactions a month, or they're not willing to bring one in. And they stopped doing mobile. The DMV, I don't know if you guys remember, but I know when I first came here, you could come over here. They had somebody here like once a month or twice a month. And they stopped that many years ago because of funding issues. With most services being moved online in the next couple of years, there won't be a need for this. They are in the midst of... they are in the midst of trying to get every service that they can online. But that's not going to help with the driving test.
No.
So I will follow up, because that wasn't on the last one that I sent to them. So.
And it also doesn't help with the QR codes. If my mother-in-law was to go and have to do that, she would stand out there like a lost puppy and probably die in 120-degree heat. And and having it shut down because it's too hot doesn't make any sense. So people go sit out in their cars and bake. I mean, that's just the most asinine thing I've ever heard.
The gal went there, one-armed, right arm. He couldn't do it. The security guard had to help him.
I saw that a lot.
And we're not where we can go down there, make an appointment, and wait around.
Well, it just doesn't make any sense to have it shut down for walk-ins when it's 120 degrees outside.
Go in where it's
so now you can't come in and sit down.
They're backwards.
I mean, I can understand limiting the space inside of the lobbies,
right?
But not saying no. You have to stand outside.
Yeah. Well, and they said
prior to COVID, I don't think that that DMV had any problem at all.
No.
People were in and out of there, and there was plenty of room to go and sit down.
And
you waited your turn.
I did. That was like the first line of my things. These, we did not have these issues prior to COVID.
No.
And our population has not exploded that much that we shouldn't be having these problems now.
Did they identify what's the issue?
They don't understand the issues with the Mesquite one, and they're going to be investigating them.
Because
there's
online.
I was not the only one sending them a complaint. You know, I sent it on behalf of the board because it was brought up at the meeting. But they did tell me that we are not the only ones complaining.
No, this has been going on for as long as I've been.
So I mean, this is just like 2 weeks since our last meeting. So I don't expect they have an answer, but I'm going to send them back and tell them elderly or infirmed people cannot necessarily use a QR code, and driver's license and appointments, what are we supposed to do about those?
You mentioned somebody's handicapped getting out of their car, into their wheelchair,
tests,
going over to the QR code, getting back in their wheelchair, going
and
back to the car.
Appointments.
For waiting,
yeah.
Because it's too hot, and so you can't go inside the building.
Right. And then
doesn't make sense.
There are too many people that cannot get on a computer and register a car, renew a driver's license, bring it over from another state.
Plus,
there's going to be too many people faking IDs, their birth certificate, marriage license, whatever, to get their real ID that's going to be faked online. Fake IDs.
Plus, I have a classic car. You cannot renew that online. You have to go to the office. No problem last December. But I'm thinking I might have to make my appointment now.
I was going
to
say,
in Vegas,
you might as well
have made
it 6 months ago.
Yeah, because they don't allow that, and you have to bring at least a photo of the odometer now.
And then we have Officer Davis over here that is probably thinking to himself, you know, all these people are not going to have licenses.
Right. Plus, I was also told I have to come in every year, even though the DMV records show it's a 1969 vehicle.
Judy just read they're trying to make everything so you can do it online. AI will come up with an answer.
Yeah.
Some people wait till the last minute to get their real ID. I guarantee you about 6 months out, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, it's going to be a nightmare.
That's one of the things they said. Most people wait until the last minute.
Well, they better get ready.
Yeah.
And they made the date, so they know what the drop-dead date is.
Yeah.
Vehicle renewal, I only get the renewal notice a month before.
Okay, the other thing that we talked about was the TIPS group, and I have gotten information on that and information about getting training out here for those of us for people out here that want to be involved with that. So I'll report to you like monthly on that because it's a process that we're going to have to go through, but it's there. And it is something that we can do so that when we have those traumatic situations, we'll have some people out here trained.
I think that's
people
fantastic.
Here that are trained, not have to call them from someplace else.
Well, it's also going to be good because I know that Officer Davis was one of the responding officers, and it was a nightmare.
Explain why she's saying that, because nobody knows what TIPS is.
Pardon me?
She wants you to tell everybody what TIPS is.
Why is this brought up?
Because I had a girlfriend who committed suicide about two weeks ago now. And the husband was totally off the rails, and the kids were standing there. They just didn't know what to do or say or anything else like that. And poor Officer Davis caught the brunt of it, I do believe. And it was awful. It was a terrible, terrible situation. And there just wasn't anybody there as far as a mental health person that could help deal with this. And our officers are put through the ringer, you know, and it's just not fair. It's not fair to them. And so I brought it up our last meeting that we need some sort of assistance out here. And that's what Judy was just explaining, that they're going to let 20 people have a little bit of training, which will cover them also for insurance purposes. Is that what you said?
I haven't finalized anything yet.
It's not finalized, but they're going to try and do 20 people out here to take a class and be able to do a responder sort of situation to help Metro out and respond to those.
During traumatic events, to help the people.
So, and I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Lori, anything else?
Yes. We are doing a school-age clothing and backpack giveaway next week. It's for everyone. We have new underclothes, new socks, new panties and boxers and sports bras. We have a lot of things that are donated from the county. A lot of community members have donated. We're pretty excited about it. It's open for everyone to come. We have new shoes, as long as supplies last. So please share that. We want to make sure we get those into the hands of the people who need them.
There are some flyers.
And so it should be a pretty fun thing. It's going to be on the 6th from 4 to 6, and on the 7th from 11 to 1.
2.
11 to 2. So we have that going on. I'm pretty excited about that. And I appreciate Judy for bringing that to my attention and helping me to get that event rolling. Our office is pretty excited about it. So if you'd like to donate clothes, we would want lightly used or new. We're looking mostly for teenagers, maybe some elementary school, but we are more in the like boy teenager clothes is what we're kind of looking for right now. So we'd love to have any help with that.
We donate right here or
you can take it to Clea's office,
or you
can contact Judy when she's here in the office as well. And then I had a couple people bring some things up to me this week. Trash pickup has been a problem for bulk items still. What they suggested and what I agree with is that we have some kind of a list of rules of what will and what days and what can happen. Because I think that's been part of the problem is that the communication. So we just need a list of what days, what they can do, and how they can get this bulk items picked up. Because some people don't have the ability to drive out to First Saturday or the truck or the, you know. So they would like to know how we can get that. And I know that was something that we were promised. And then somebody asked about the park update again for the Loganville ball fields. They would like to know what the projection is for that project to start.
Oh, for it to start. I thought the park update.
You know, what's going on with that? And then
park update.
And then I had multiple people stop me everywhere and ask me about the development that is proposed, the Mesa View development up by the high school.
Mesa's blue.
Mesa's blue. Yeah.
So I should have followed that. I got to see what day.
It did follow. It did pass.
It was approved?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was
that
approved.
Was the
BCC?
Map.
Planning Commission?
Yeah. Wherever it was going next.
Yeah, I know. I wanted
did
to
they
watch
fix
it.
The,
here, hold on.
The hammerheads?
Yeah.
They did.
That was a whole thing.
They were doing whatever.
Is there somewhere for them so I can give them information just so they can check on other stuff?
Oh, they can look on, it was at the last meeting. They can go to ClarkCountyNV.gov. Agendas, or actually rural towns, click on Moapa Valley, and look at the agenda, and it'll tell you when it was going to hurt it.
I'll get you the date of where it went.
I would prefer to give them direct information. So
yeah, you know what? Gotcha. Look on the minutes that are in your thing.
Oh, yeah.
Just look at your minutes, and it'll tell you.
So that was the things that people were concerned about that were stopping me this week.
All right, we missed one person.
Oh, sorry.
It went to Planning Commission.
Planning Commission.
Hey, everybody. Chris Milk from the library next door, 350 Moapa Valley Boulevard. I keep telling you, Janice, that we have a quiet month.
Because it's August?
It's August.
Uh-huh.
The kids are going back to school. They don't have time to come to the library as much, so we're not doing tons of things.
Uh-huh.
But we do have a family paint day coming up on the 10th, and registration is open. We still have space in that. We're very excited that Nevada Health Centers is bringing out their mammo van.
Oh.
When is that coming?
That is coming on the 13th of August. They will be in our parking lot. They're taking appointments. They haven't let us know they're full yet. The number's on the back of the calendar. Call them and get your mammogram appointment in if you need to, because it's a lot closer than going to Steinberg in town.
Yeah.
And then our only other thing, we have our monthly book club still in August. We're doing The Last Romantics by Tara Conklin. That's our book club next month. So it'll be a pretty quiet. We're just doing our smaller activities so that everyone has a break to get ready for all of our fun fall things. And we have all kinds of fun stuff coming up for the fall, so I'll let you guys know.
Looks like we had a great turnout for Water Day.
Oh my goodness, 127 people came out
wow.
for Water Day.
Oh my gosh.
Parsons came out and did shave ice for us.
Awesome.
The kids had a great time.
How wonderful.
Awesome.
Fun day.
Very nice.
You do excellent.
She really does, huh?
Are the kids really going back to school, like August 13th?
Twelve. Yeah, they're going back soon. The teachers go back to work next week.
Wow.
And a question for you guys. Next month, the 14th, you have a large meeting. You have three planning items. We also have the budget request. Do you want me to send you a copy? When I send you the stuff from BLM, do you want me to send you a copy so you see it now beforehand?
Yes.
I do want to bring up that Saturday the 10th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the fairgrounds is the fourth annual water balloon fight. Cup of Joe's is going to furnish drinks. The fire department will be there. Metro will be there, so they said get ready to soak your favorite officer. And it's going to be a great evening.
Did they
no
say
Speedos.
What, did they say what,
no Speedos.
Did they say what you can fill the balloons
Rick.
With?
Water. Water. Unfrozen water, please.
Oh, wow.
One more thing. It's the Olympics. Go USA. I've been watching. It's really fun. The women won gold last night in the gymnastics.
Of course.
Latchkey's doing really well in swimming. It's been really fun to watch.
I love seeing the American girl who won gold in the one swimming event bring up her teammate who won silver to the podium with her on the center stage. That was beautiful, and the emotion that those faces showed when the national anthem played. I cried with them. It was great. I love it.
Thank you. Lois, anything else?
That's it.
Julie Willie?
I have been dealing with Mesa View. Some of it's good, some of it's bad. Mesa View Hospital, once again, they opened up on a Saturday, then they closed on a Saturday. We did get the new building. It's actually quite lovely.
Do you mean the clinic, not the hospital?
The clinic. I did get updated. They are going to be putting in a state-of-the-art brand new x-ray machine in there. That should be coming in there quite shortly. That's going to be in there. And we still have a lot of work to do with them. And so I just wanted to update everybody that I am working with Rob Fuller. And moving forward, we're going to try and get a little bit of help as far as having reliability, again, with our clinic and also the hospital. So, but we will be getting a new x-ray machine.
Yay. Thank you.
That's been a long battle.
It has.
To get that.
Okay. So, Judy, we have a meeting for sure.
We have an absolute meeting on the 14th. And
August 14th.
You may spend the night.
Excellent. I live close.
It's been a long one.
7:45.
It's been a long 7:45?
Yeah. We're adjourned. Thanks again for
Thank you, everybody, for always coming in and sharing